if we would have been paying attention the first time around,
we wouldn't
be in this situation now.
Absolutely.
So we're trying to get better at it. We're not blaming y'all or pointing fingers. Ms. Ross, I think you're doing everything you can do. But as parents, let's be honest. We got more students in the school than what's here. We got to step up. We can't blame them. This starts at home. I heard you say you got a student that's doing good in school. Shantae's doing good. My son is doing good. And I was okay with that. But I forgot one thing. He got it. And that's all I was concerned with, was that he got it. I forgot about that little boy that might be sitting next to him that don't get it.
That's right.
Most of y'all in here know me. When I grew up, anybody on the block I grew up in could do something to you. And when you got home, you got it did to you again.
Yeah.
So I said that to say this. It takes a village to raise a child.
Absolutely.
Just because your son get it, might be a boy in class that don't, that may need somebody reaching out to him.
That's right.
My man said he would buy uniforms. We appreciate that. But we need to reach out. Hey, maybe this boy needs some help in math. Trayvon, help him. Right. Maybe this child needs some help in reading. Chantez, help him. Right. We gotta get out of this together. We can't point fingers because it starts with us.
Right.
So we got to do better. We got to be held accountable, too. Thank you.